KSTP Talk Radio weather, becoming partly cloudy tonight, a low about 45. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, a 20% chance of a shower late, and a high about 65. For Tuesday night and Wednesday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low Tuesday night about 52, and the high on Wednesday near 67.
Presenting the Schmidt Bit Players.
This is my latest work of art. The six-pack of Schmidt and a hot dog.
What do you call this?
Seven-course meal.
Now, in this work of art, you have a dollhouse
and a six-pack of Schmidt sitting right on top of it.
And what's this called?
Drinks are on the house.
And over here, you have a man eating a sandwich with a can of Schmidt beer.
Oh, yes.
What's this called?
Nothing. That's my brother-in-law, Manuel, on a lunch break. Yes, get back to work, Manuel!
Welcome to Good Schmidt with Dr. Ruth.
Hello, Larry. Our first caller, please.
Dr. Ruth, I've got this problem. I'm getting married in about 2 weeks.
Congratulations,
thank
Larry.
Thank you. And my wife and I, well, we've never had a Schmidt together. So we're a little nervous.
Of course.
How should we start?
Well, you could start with Schmidt Light, Larry. Next caller.
Yeah, Dr. Ruth, I'm a little embarrassed.
No, don't be.
If I keep having Schmidt beer by myself, will I need glasses?
No, just drink it out of the can.
Schmidt beer, the brew that grew to be best in the great Northwest.
Schmidt Brewing, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Wednesday, KSTP will broadcast live from United Way's Salute to Small Businesses. We encourage all small businesses to support United Way. It's your heartbeat, Twin Cities.
I went into the nursery. My baby was awake. His diapers were in the usual shape. I reached into the diaper bin and... out of diapers. I had visions of waiting in a long supermarket checkout line with a wet, naked baby due for another mistake any moment. Then I remembered. Super America. They have Super Care diapers. Wonderful diapers with contour fit and elastic leg with tape and a fraction of the cost of leading brands. But most of all, those diapers were at Super America. Fast, convenient, open all hours. I went there. I bought Super Care diapers. I changed my baby in the car. I had no sooner changed him when... I changed him again at home. Thanks, Super America.
Oh, yes, he's Super America Man. Great gas, good goods every night and day. Super America Man. When you run out, run into S.A.
Fairly well, but grand. Time, but grand, it would never quite do what we set out to. Wasn't enough, Bud Grant.
He might not have been important, but he was one hell of a character, wasn't he?
Who?
Bud Grant.
Oh, yes.
Remember that song, Fare Thee Well, Bud Grant?
Yes.
You know, one of the problems when you're trying to do a show like this is to not diminish the importance of any one caller. And when you listen to the, I mean, there's 50 cassette tapes in there from which these things are culled. Mm-hmm. And you were listening to some and I was listening to some, and there are so many great little moments, but you got to get the ones that I suppose have the most impact. I mean, I was listening to one today. Remember that guy used to call and he'd go, "Orange pop."
Yeah.
I mean, and there was one of them, it was hilarious, because maybe it was the first time we ever heard the guy, but we're both on the floor. Orange pop.
The other guy said, "I'm weird."
Yeah, I think the orange pop guy was the weird guy.
I don't know.
Oh, and just
I kind of missed the laughing man.
Well, there was a laughing man. Isn't there a laughing one on here?
I think we threw him out.
Oh, there was one where the laughing man does Frank Sinatra in Dylan's voice doing Summer Winds. I heard that one today. And there's so many little ones like that we almost should put a show together of those other highlights. You know, the ones that go by the wayside.
Are you volunteering?
No, you're going
to see what Henry had to say about that golf
tournament.
This golf
thing didn't die, because the next week, here came Henry Longhurst.
First time we ever heard from him.
Here's one you thought you'd never hear before. Here's today's sports hero, Joe Sutre, who in the interest of sportsmanship, friendship, and adventure, came out till he died in a play a little golf for us. I ran into a guy that happened to be along. You didn't even see him, but he was covering the match. You might remember him, Henry Longhurst. I got him right here. Here he comes. This is Henry Longhurst, alongside the third green at the Edina Country Club, where we've been for quite some time now. The scene before us, one of turmoil, angst. Royce, woefully misclad in a red master shirt.
thighs tangled in a wild hank of roughly 16 rods to the right of the green. While our Sid, I see he's just become Uncle Wally, is flush against a relief station some 40 yards beyond the putting surface. The cloud of dust immediately in front of the still virgin green, the lucky Sushirak, whose stick flurry of slashes should require a visit from Price Waterhouse, as it said straight. The story, as I'm sure you're aware by now, is not very pretty. Roycey, after a little patting in the treeings, lies about a dozen. Our Sid, after a series of two-stroke penalties for seeking advice from at least four other people, to hole out for an octobogey, I believe. And, of course, Suchariety casting a Kafka-esque shadow over the carnage is, I'm afraid, bound for a score of incalculable proportions. It's really a wonder the poor man hasn't drunk hemlock. The last member of the group, Mr. Labrie, tapped on in the tradesman's entrance for a par and is taking a short nap. Even though he was out there, did he, Susan?
That's right.
Okay. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Unbelievable. That may be our Sid's greatest moment.
Oh, man.
The staccato. Unbelievable.
Oh, and if you were there, it was even funnier. Hey, when was the umpire problem? Was it during the World Series of 85 or prior
last
to
last year? Playoffs of 84 when the Cubs were... Has Vogel been around that long?
Yeah.
No, wait.
K. Tape K.
Did we have another umpire problem last fall?
I don't know, but whatever
it
was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Nixon came in and he said... It was last year. It was last
Richard
fall.
Nixon... called us and told us precisely how you settle an umpire problem.
Ubi hired Nixon to be
right.
the arbiter.
And here's what Richard said.
Dorian Roycey, good evening.
Mr. Nixon?
Let me make this perfectly clear. I did settle the arbitration.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I arbitrated successfully for the umpires, and I'd like to give you, because I like you guys, basically. I mean, maybe you're a little bit to the left of center. No, maybe you're a lot to the left of center. Maybe you're to the left of Mao Zedong. I don't know. But I'm going to give you my rules of arbitration.
Oh, okay. All right. Sir. Mr. Nixon.
Because I was the plate umpire for a nation.
That's mm-hmm. true.
I called the balls and strikes. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
When they had to decide safe or out, I had to decide that one, too. And when the tarp was on the field, I had to say when to take it off. Speaking foreign policy-wise. So I'm good at all these things.
The country was in your hands.
It really was, for a brief moment.
Yes.
A law was made a distant moon ago. Well, never mind. Anyway, I imagine you're wondering how I settle the arbitration.
Yes. What are your rules of arbitration?
It was very simple. First of all, you try to reason with them, but hell, you don't do it that long. Secondly, one of my favorite techniques, deception. You try to deceive the hell out of them. And if that doesn't work, what's the third rule, you might ask? You gotta get something on them. You pry their personal lives. You pry wherever you have to pry, and doggone it, you try to get something on them. Then, if that fails, then you have to sort of, as the kids say, mellow out.
Yeah, right.
And the fourth thing you do is you try to bribe them. You know, I don't know any good American that won't take a good, healthy bribe. And that's what I'm all about.
That's right, sir.
Oh.
Well, thank you for sharing that insight.
You're welcome.
Here.
The law was made a distant bones ago here.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Once again, the Schmidt Bit Players.
So, Mr. Johnson, you keep having this dream
yes,
that you're a can of Schmidt beer.
That's right.
Tell
Doctor.
Me about that.
Yeah, sometimes I'm alone, sometimes I'm with friends.
How many friends? Five?
Six-pack, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do, Doctor.
There's nothing to do. It's just a dream. You're not a can of Schmidt beer. I'm sorry, your time is up for today.
All right. Would you help me off the couch? My pop-top's caught on
sure.
this pillow.
Careful there.
Shirley, give me Schubert and shipping.
Sure, sir.
Shipping, Schubert speaking.
Schubert, did you ship that Schmidt shipment to Sheboygan?
Ship the Schmidt shipment to Sheboygan, sir?
Sure.
Oh, shucks, we shipped the Schmidt shipment for Sheboygan to Shanghai.
You Shanghai the Schmidt shipment, you dumb sh...
So, Mr. Johnson, you're back again?
Yes, Doctor.
Tell me, what's the problem?
Well, as you know, every night I was dreaming I was a can of Schmidt beer.
Right.
Now I'm dreaming I'm a bottle of Schmidt beer. One night I'm a bottle, one night I'm
back
a can. I don't know what to do.
Freud had a term for this. It's called schmitzophrenia.
And you call yourself a doctor?
No, I don't call myself a doctor. I'm a bartender.
Oh, I'll have two of me.
Schmidt beer, the brew that grew to be best in the Great Northwest.
This is KSTP, the talk station.
Your 14 Twin Cities Chevy dealers have an unbelievable deal on a new Chevrolet. 2.9 annual percentage rate GMAC financing on all new 1986 cars in stock. You heard it right, 2.9%, or get up to $1,000 cash back on selected models. This is a limited time offer, so stop in today. Get to one of your 14 Twin Cities Chevy dealers and get 2.9 APR on a new Chevy. Together.
Hi, this is Mike Edwards. I hope that you'll wake up with me first thing in the morning, Tuesday morning from 5 until 9, right here on KSTP Talk Radio. We got to talking about games the other day. You take a little ball, you hit it against the edge of a building, and it's kind of like a baseball game. What do you call it? What do you call games that you played when you were a kid? Everybody's got a different name, and it's kind of fun to talk about it, and I'd like you to join me and have some fun with that. We are also going to take a look at your money at 7:40. We have the laugh of the day at 7:10, and travel with the travel editor of the Star Trib, Catherine Watson, at 8:30. With me, Mike Edwards, AM 1500.
KSTP Talk Radio.
I've known Vern Gagne long enough to have raised two kids on Jaraspeed. I remember.
Which
Tiny
two, sir? Which two? Was Eleanor one of them?
You bet. I remember Tiny Mills, Mitsu Arakawa, and the Calhoun Beach Manor. These are the things that make the AWA what it is.
That was from the night we had the debate in 1984 on the eve
of
the presidential election.
That's right, the presidential election. We both declared Walter an easy winner, but he didn't quite do it at the polls the next day, although he did carry Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people think that's because he was a Minnesotan, but we say it's because of MNST's support.
Did Rudy win?
Yeah.
We supported him. Matson came pretty damn close.
Okay.
If we would have started boosting Matson 2 weeks earlier on your show, we wouldn't have had a problem. Dwarf tossing was highly requested last week.
Henry just described Joe's golf game. Here he's describing another event.
Good evening. This is Henry Longhurst, live from Perth, Australia, down here for the first annual dwarf pitching contest. Which I'm sure you're all aware is much like European dwarf pitching, except the little fellows happen to spin through the air counterclockwise on the side of the equator. And that honk signifies the last pitch of the contest. We see the defending champion, Barry Bicep, stepping into the pit now, and his little dwarf companion of many years peeking out of his back pocket in a bit of reverse marsupialism. Of course, the tiny little Mr. Small Case T, recently known to the AWA crowd up in St. Paul. Barry now wrapping his rather large appendages of his left hand around the swelt little waist of Mr. T. He's got him gripped about hip high. Leaning backward now, and here he comes to step position. And fling, now he goes through the air. Tiny little limbs clutching at the wind for every last possible inch. And pop, there he lands in the pit. A pitch of fully 14 rods. A defense of his championship. Well done. And that's about it from here.
Well, that was dwarf tossing. And we are going to, we're working on another tape here at the moment.
Here now.
This is wonderful.
How about,
how
about Neil talking about one of our favorite
character that only developed, I would say, within the last year and a half?
A little more, a year and a half, But this is, is Angel's very good friend, Neil.
Well, wait a minute. You know, when I was listening to this, I was during the loyalty test, you had a question in there, who was on the dream line.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten that Bratz had come on New Year's Eve to describe that dream line. Mm-hmm. And it got a little crazy last New Year's Eve because immediately after Bratz, a crying Sid came on.
We'll run them together.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. Bratz.
Hey, Bratz.
How's it going?
Hey, Bratz, good, you guys Bratz. Look pretty good the other day. Yeah. Bratz, you're having a hell of a year, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, you know what I found out, though?
What?
I'm not even on the All-Star ballot. I'm not even on there.
I know, you should be.
Oh, look what I'm doing for Bugie. Yeah. I'm going to end up going. Yeah. I set him up all the time.
That's right.
Bugie.
Bugie averaged about 2.1 goals his whole life, and all of a sudden he's getting 25.
That's because I'm helping him. Yeah. You know, Dino, he's not doing much on that line, kind of staying around, but you know, the last couple of games they played that dream line.
Mm-hmm.
Lotting between Platt and Payne. Oh, man, was that good. They are fantastic. I just sit at the bench with my mouth wide open and watch them. Painter and Willie grinding on the wings, lots flying down the middle. Good hockey.
I can kind of see you there, Bratz, with your mouth open.
Well, you know, I knew you on the display tomorrow night. What a better way to spend New Year's, huh?
Yeah.
Watch us lose, maybe beat the Flames.
Yeah.
But it'll be good.
Oh, boy.
I just want to say Happy New Year. Anybody else you want to talk to?
No, Bratz, that's
Bratz, hang on a line, Bratz. I got to talk to you.
All right.
We got to take a break?
As always, there was a technical difficulty here.
Well, I was going to put our friend on with Bratz.
Listen to this technical. No, this is part of the deal.
Okay, well, you might be on here, Angel. Hang on.
If I just press B, it comes on?
Or do I lose somebody if I do that?
You would think we'd know this by now.
Try it. Here we go. You're there. Who's there? Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here.
Pretty soon we'll hear a little sad harmonica.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Try the other one.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Who we have?
What's that now? Listen.
Oh.
I'll tell you somebody who 1985 last one more day, I might not make it.
Why is that?
It's been a terrible year.
It's sad.
Lincoln Dell, Lou Holt, Cubby game against Clemson at Dinky Little Stadium. We could have been the Rose Bowl. Call them. They're out of BS now. Nothing's the same. I go to work. If I don't come to work, nobody cares. My column isn't there. Nobody cares. I went on a show with Mona. I couldn't remember who the Gopher basketball team played. I went through it anyway, but I don't know why. Cheer me up, fellas. Help me.
I don't know if we can,
I got one
sir.
Of my headaches in the... I had one of my headaches in the back of my head.
It was a sad arson not long after Holtz took off and Bud had retired again, and it was a real sad year for
him. You know, Nando, over the period of his year on this show, has commented on just such a variety of topics. Holtz, Bud, Granny. The poor guy felt miserable when Grant resigned a second time. He thought he was responsible for it because he had ripped Grant for throwing a gum wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked about Cindy Brucato and Big Ten basketball, but maybe one of the true Nando highlights was when he discovered a little something about Whitey Herzog.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we got it. We don't know. We're going to find out.
I
was hoping you'd call and have a little comment about that game last night, Nando.
By the way, you look marvelous. That the baseball whole thing to me, I could get into another character here, but I won't. You know, what do you think, Patrick, you're there. What do you think of St. Louis? I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
St. Louis is like McDonald's, but it's missing one of the arches. And I'm in a little tizzy right now. I had hired Joaquin Andujar to be my press agent. But he obviously is going to be in jail. Did you notice when he got very angry, you could see the veins on his neck pop out?
Yeah.
It looked like a roadmap of Portugal.
He didn't look good, did he? He didn't look good.
The whole World Series, there was nobody there who looked marvelous at all. For example, Steve Balboni.
Yeah.
Looks like he should be selling meat somewhere, you know? I have my private theory on the call at the first base that Don Dankinger made.
Mm-hmm.
The umpires were looking for more money trying to go into this thing.
Yeah, that's
true. You know who was representing, who was working on this whole thing?
Yeah, Richard.
Nixon.
Yeah.
By the way, Steve looks marvelous. That's who he is.
And how do you like?
That Nixon probably told him, say, Don, you know, we can't do anything for you with the money, but if you screw up a call, maybe you get to work a seventh game. So it's certainly an angle on the whole thing.
Hey, Nando.
friend.
How about that, talk about looking marvelous. How about Sabre Higgins' mustache? What do you think of that?
He has a mustache?
Did you notice that?
Well, you know, I don't think it's somebody thought that he had a baby. I don't think children that young should be allowed to reproduce.
You may be right, Bud.
But enough about baseball.
Yes.
Well, one more, Nando. Okay. I just have to have your impression of one more time, just what you thought of Whitey Herzog again.
Oh, Whitey Herzog. Have you, without his hat on or with his hat on?
Without the hat.
Without the hat on, you look marvelous. He really does. You know, nobody except maybe the crusher looks like a Whitey Herzog.
That's right.
Have you ever seen them together?
No.
I never have either.
There's what Nando revealed.
What do you want to do now? We got five minutes left before Monday Night
Little
Football.
A sample of Stand By Your Manager, and then we're going to go out with the Sid Rat.
Then we'll come back and tell you what we're going to do. A little Stand By Your Manager from this summer.
Is that I heard that record you made with Johnny Cash, man, and it ain't that great, okay? So don't feel weird about it. It just wasn't that great a record. I can sing as good as Johnny Cash. It's getting late in the game for me. Do I got to spell it out for you? I'm 48 years old. I'm in the music business. I got to hitch my trailer to somebody who's moving, man. You're the guy. Now, we're in a studio here. Now, just sing along here if you want to, or play on this part where it says you're solo. It's that simple. That's all. Give it a try. You might even get airplay.
Yeah.
Come on. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
They say it's hard to coach pro baseball. No, it's harder yet to be a dome ball fan.
Sing it, Bobby.
Bad decisions in baseball's whip division.
Then who criticizes what he don't
understand?
All right.
Who berates his players in the paper?
What are you doing?
While he's busy holding hands with God.
I'm going to help you here, Bobby.
As soon as we got home, he showed us to the bottom. His genius is sticking to my craw. Stand by your manager.
Give him a kiss from Judas.
He got that. He got the kiss from Judas.
There'll be no changes. In the front office, stand by your manager.
Have faith in owner.
We will.
Play that again next week.
We'll do that whole thing next week in honor of Ray.
I keep forgetting we got to leave for Elway.
Well, I think
at
one
Pitt.
Of the big mistakes that the AM1500 made in their 3 years that we've been on the show was we weren't at the State Fair this year, but we were at the State Fair in 85, and we did.
Yeah, and if you thought Dome Ball rocked the Twin Cities.
Nothing like this.
This is the song that rocks the Twin Cities to this day.
We're hoping to be back 1 year from now to play it again, right?
But until then, this is it for tonight, folks. We're just going to sit back and listen to this with everybody else.
K-R-O-L-D-S. All right. It's a Fillmore east of the Midwest. Okay.
We've got to get everybody to sing in this
now. Tonight, we've had
everyone knows the chorus to this song.
Ron Davis is here singing and playing the blues on the saxophone, but tonight we have an event of absolutely great magnitude, and I would like you to join me in welcoming him to our town, your town too. Here he is, his town, our city.
Thank you, Harold. It's always great to be a downtown Minneapolis.
I turn up the bass.
Working my way home from the Metrodome. Your nighttime neighbor to the nation, showing you how I spend my vacation. I brought along with me tonight a couple of my close personal friends to help me through it all. On my right, you might recognize him. Nice maroon sweater, gold tie, kind of a Faustian twinkle in his eye. The music man, Lou Holtz. Thank you, Sydney. Always a pleasure to be by your side. Sunday mornings on CCO or at Harold's Bar, away we go. Let's gas him, big guy. Right up the middle, the Twin Towers. That's right, Lou. On my other right, the Ice God, Sweet Lou from the Sioux. All prepared to kick your fanny, it's my close friend Lou Daddy. Talk to me, bros. Thank you, Sydney. It's always a pleasure to be on your wing, because I know that Sid's a thing. What do you think we put the biscuit in the basket, big guy? Let's turn on that little red light. Let's cook everybody in the joint tonight. That's right. That's right. That's right. I just say that's right. What Sid just said by saying that is that what Sid just said was right. That's right. That's right. That's right. What Sid just said was right. His columns bark, but they don't bite. That's right. That's right. For Sid, the stars are shining bright. That's right. That's right. What Luke just said was right. I am the nuts and bolts that put together the Taj Mahal. That's right. That's right. What I just said was right. I know how to have a ball. I write my column and go to Cook Hall. That's right. That's right. What I just said was right. I'm in tight with Bobby Knight. I don't care if the chairs take flight. That's right. That's right. I'm in tight with Bobby Knight. That's right. That's right. What Hartman says is right. This Hartman cat is out of sight. I want him on my car.
We're left!